We keep hearing the term the public has a right to know. And most recently, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation made a claim in court in Saskatchewan here. And you remember a few days back me talking about justice being served for some RCMP officers that were shot and killed 3 years ago where I live. And how the accused, now convicted of two counts of murder and one count of attempted murder, was sentenced to life sentences. But the media came forward asking that the audio portion of the high-speed chase that ensued before the officers lost their lives be released to the media. The transcript of the conversation had been released, but the public's right to know, according to the CBC, took precedent over the family not having to be traumatized hearing the traumatic events of that fateful day. A Queen's Bench court judge in Saskatchewan ruled that the public did not have a right to know, that there wasn't really anything that would benefit the public by allowing these audio recordings to be released, and I applaud the judge for protecting the families, because the teenage children and young children, I don't think, need to hear their parents fighting for their lives, trying to serve and protect those that they were hired to serve and protect. They ultimately gave their lives for that. So when the public has a right to know, I think there are times when the public doesn't need to know everything. A transcript is one thing, but hearing the terror in a voice is another, and I applaud the judge for not releasing the tapes to the media. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.